Taking out the big one.
What?
I never saw my husband.
Give him the restroom. The restroom.
I think this is the first time he's putting on a wig. Okay, let's see. Open up.
Who did off the garbage?
I don't think my husband put on a wig for like 25 years.
Ask her. 30
okay,
years.
Okay, so tell him it's not an insult.
Ask her if she ever took out the garbage. Ask her if she ever took out the garbage.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We spoke a lot last week about the idea of Kiddush B'makom Seuda, and we tried to stress that part of it is to endeavor to begin the Seuda, meaning to go wash and begin and, you know, have Hamotzi as quickly as you can after Kiddush, and not to get distracted and engage in conversations and things like that in between. So I wanted to mention that there's actually a minhag, which is nowadays it's really looked at as the minhag of Jews of German descent, but it's really brought in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, and that is that a minhag that to actually wash before Kiddush. And the idea being that if you wash before Kiddush, then you wash and you go to the table and you say Kiddush, and then immediately you follow with Hamotzi. There's no interruption then between Kiddush and the beginning of the Seuda, because you don't have to get up to wash. You've done that already. You just make Kiddush, and then you're certainly not going to be schmoozing between, because you know you're not supposed to be talking. From the time you wash, you're not supposed to be talking, idle conversation or anything extraneous before you start Hamotzi. So that's a great method of ensuring that Kiddush is done b'makom Seuda in the most optimum manner. And that's actually I don't know that that's the entire reason for that minhag, but that's brought as the a big mila in that particular minhag, in that particular way of doing things. Now, the chasaron with that, the reason why that way is not perfect, and the way that many do it, of washing, of making Kiddush first, then go washing, the advantage of that is exactly the point that typically after washing, we don't talk at all until Hamotzi. We wash and then we're quiet, and the next thing we say is Hamotzi. We don't talk in between. Whereas this way, you're going to be washing and then sitting down and saying Kiddush, or someone saying Kiddush, and you're listening to Kiddush, you're answering Amen to Kiddush, etc. Now, which obviously is mutter to do, because the Kiddush is a tzarech hasuda. Just like after you wash, if you come to the table and there's no challah, or there aren't two challahs, or there's no salt, or there's no knife, and you need to talk, you need to ask, say, pass the challah, or where is the challah, or where is the salt, or where is the knife? You're allowed to do that. Things that are tzarech, the seuda is mutter to speak about, to interrupt and discuss and talk about after washing, before Hamotzi. Now, I want to point here, I want to take this opportunity to point out what I believe is a misconception many have, and that is you sometimes will see people that while they're washing, they're talking. They may have begun a conversation beforehand, and let's say, especially if there's a number of people waiting to wash, say, come, please wash. You know, they're waiting for you, okay, and they're washing it, but they'll continue to engage in their conversation while they're washing, and maybe even after they washed, before they say the brachos. We know we don't say the bracha until after pouring the water on our hands. So people will sometimes talk then, and then once they say the bracha, then they're quiet. Now, once you say the bracha, you should be quiet. But really, the halacha is that before saying the bracha, while you're washing, and between the washing and saying the bracha, it's much more important not to talk. Because then you're mamish in the middle of doing the mitzvah, and you haven't yet said the bracha on the Tilas Shadayim, which is a bracha on that mitzvah, then for sure you're not allowed to talk. Once you start washing, you should not be talking at all. And certainly once you've washed and, like I said, didn't yet say the bracha on the Tilas Shadayim, it's completely usher to talk. In fact, even if you heard somebody say a bracha then, you would not say amen. Once you finished, you washed and you said the bracha on the Tilas Shadayim, and now you haven't yet said a motzi, then you do say amen. If you hear someone say a bracha, whether it's the person who's saying Hamotzi for everyone at the table, including you, says Hamotzi, then of course you say Amen. But even if it's not, even if somebody else says a bracha, somebody nearby you happened to say Asher Yatsa, or happened to say Shahakol on a drink, you know, somebody else who made Kiddush already, whatever it is, and you hear a bracha, you're supposed to say Amen after you've washed and said Alatil Shadayim before Hamotzi, before, in between, after you finish saying the bracha Alatil Shadayim, which means the mitzvah of washing with the bracha is complete, and you haven't yet made a bracha on the challah, then you say Amen to a bracha. But after you've washed, before saying Alatil Shadayim, you shouldn't say Amen, because then you can't interrupt. That would be like a typical mitzvah. Let's say you make the bracha on the mitzvah first, and then you do the mitzvah, right? Or in food, you make a bracha, then you bite into the food. You can't say Amen in between. If you said a bracha on a Shahakol Liyabedvaro, about to take a drink of milk, and somebody else says a bracha, you don't say Amen. You have to take a drink without interrupting at all between your bracha and the drink. Or the same thing with a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, I'm trying to think of a mitzvah that a woman, Lahafresh Eschala, right? You make the bracha Lahafresh Chala, or Lahafresh Chala Min Isa, whatever you say. Then you have to do the mitzvah of separating the challah. And you can't talk in between. So here too, even though the washing comes before the bracha, but in between the bracha, in between the washing and the bracha, you can't talk at all. Okay. But once you finish down Tisha Daim, he said, then you could talk if there's a tzarech. You can't talk randomly. I'm not trying to weaken or water down anyone's zihiros, anyone's question of not talking then. But you do talk then if you have to, meaning you do answer Amen then to a bracha. And if it's a question of Kiddush, if you're doing it this way, or if you're at somebody's house where they wash first and then they make Kiddush, that's no problem. You wash and then you could say Kiddush, or you could, you know, say Amen to Kiddush, whatever. But that's it. But then after Kiddush, you don't talk anymore, I mean, extraneously, and you just immediately go to Hamotzi. So that's a big mila in that method, that you get Kiddush Makom Suda, you know, in the most optimum fashion. Okay, you end up talking, meaning you end up saying Kiddush in between, which is less than ideal, but so it's a trade-off. So most people do it the other way. At least most people that I know, probably that you know, will first make Kiddush, then they go wash and, you know, make Hamotzi. So this way they don't have to interrupt with Kiddush, but then they have to be careful to make the Kiddush Makom Suda. It has, you know, as much as possible. Now, there's one situation where everybody, anyone who's in this situation, will definitely say Kiddush first. Will wash first and then make Kiddush. Will wash first and then make it. What is that case? That case is, let's say you're making Friday night, when you're going to make Kiddush and you don't have any wine or grape juice. You have no wine or grape juice and you can't borrow from a neighbor. Or a person who's unable to drink wine or grape juice, and they're making Kiddush for themselves, and they are unable, there's nobody else, you know, they're making Kiddush, the only one there, nobody can make Kiddush, nobody can drink it for them, they can't drink wine or grape juice at all. So then the din is you make Kiddush on the challah, Friday night. This is only Friday night, Shabbos morning, it's not the same, but let's talk about Friday night. Friday night, if you don't have wine or grape juice, so you don't pull out a bottle of beer, or schnapps, or a cup of food. If you don't have grape juice, you make Kiddush on the challah itself, or on the bread, that whatever bread you have that you're eating. So then for sure you have to wash first. You wash, and you sit down, and then what's the Kiddush? Sit down, assuming you make Kiddush sitting. We're not getting into that right this moment. You, whatever it is, but you go over, and you, well, no, in terms of Vayichulu, some people stand, so you could, you wash, then you could stand for Vayichulu, but then Taki, you should sit down. Even if you normally make Kiddush standing, but if you're making Kiddush on Challah, you can't say Hamotzi standing. And by the way, there's another misconception. Hamotzi, you must sit when you say the Bracha Hamotzi. I see sometimes people at Shalashuddis, not women, because you don't see women at a shul Shalashuddis typically, but you see sometimes men who very well-meaning, but what they'll do is they'll you know, sometimes like they, when a Shalashuddis is in a shul, or in a shul dining hall, there'll be some rolls in the middle of the table, and you want to make Hamotzi over two rolls, and you're only going to take one roll. So you go over to a table, two rolls, someone will go over, and he'll standing up, he'll take two rolls and make Hamotzi, and then walk away with one of them, or whatever it is. He makes the bracha standing up, but that's incorrect. Hamotzi is supposed to be said specifically sitting down. Or let's put it this way, let's reverse it. One should specifically see to it that he sits down, he or she sits down before saying Hamotzi. Bracha Hamotzi is supposed to be said while sitting. Okay, so anyway, getting back to Kiddush, Friday night, the person doesn't have wine, they don't have grape juice, so they wash, and then they go to the table, and they say Vayichulu, and then they say Hamotzi, and then they say the Kiddush Bracha, after Hamotzi, before eating the challah, they say the Bracha, et cetera, and the Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadish Shabbos, and then you eat the challah, then you cut the challah, take a bite, and give it out to your, to the people at your table. So that is a perfectly acceptable practice when you don't have a wine or grape juice. You make kiddush on the challah or whatever bread that you're eating. You make kiddush over that, as I described just now. And of course, then you wash first. So in that case, everybody will wash and then make kiddush and then eat the challah. Now, we don't typically make kiddush on challah unless you don't have wine and grapes. Even if you prefer, say, hey, that's a great idea. I don't really like wine. I prefer to skip it. If you tell me I can make kiddush on challah, I'll just do that. I'll skip the wine. No, that you're not supposed to do. If you have wine and grapes, you're supposed to use it. But if you don't have it, or if a person can't, a person has whatever it is, whatever medical condition, they cannot drink wine or grape juice at all, then that's what they do. They make kiddush on the challah, and they do it. Now, I said just briefly, this is only Friday night, because Shabbos morning, the whole kiddush, as we've said in the past, is only the bracha bar pri hagafen. The psukim are a minug. The kiddush is the bracha. So if you're just going to make a bracha on bread, on challah, instead of on wine, so what's the kiddush? You said some psukim, but the whole kiddush is the bracha. So the whole kiddush Shabbos morning is you start off with a cup of wine. So there, you would not use challah unless you absolutely have nothing else appropriate. What is appropriate besides wine and grape juice? Maybe we'll save that for the moment. But typically you will not do this Shabbos morning, but you could do this Friday night. Okay, we'll pause here, and Hashem, hopefully we'll continue with these halachos tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take it. Bye-bye.